This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Advocates are suing to have 14 immigrants released from the ICE detention center in Aurora. Several of the plaintiffs are transgender women with HIV and are described as medically vulnerable if they contract COVID-19. Attorney Adrienne Boyd says release is the best option.
For our clients, they fear for their lives and they're powerless to protect themselves, and that's simply not right. We think that immigration detention should not be a death sentence.
Congressman Jason Crow says two people tested positive for COVID-19 at the ICE facility and 77 are in medical isolation. A campaign got underway today to urge Coloradans to pass a ballot measure in November on the national popular vote. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Last year, the Democratic-controlled legislature approved a bill to tie the state's electoral college votes to the winner of the national popular vote. But the measure was challenged, and now voters will decide its fate at the ballot box. A number of states have already signed on to the National Popular Vote Compact, and the compact would only come into force if enough states that adopt it control a majority of the electoral college votes. Opponents of a national popular vote say it would make Colorado's votes irrelevant in presidential elections in favor of more populated states like New York and California. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Coming up on All Things Considered, an in-depth look at a bill sponsored by Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar to expand mail-in voting nationally. The former Democratic presidential candidate also talks about the November election, next on All Things Considered. Then, fewer people are using public transit around Metro Denver during the COVID-19 pandemic, but the system still has a hard time protecting drivers and passengers from the disease. Be with us for that story. It's coming up in 10 minutes on All Things Considered. And for the latest coronavirus news in Colorado, always go to CPR.org. Freeze warning tonight for Grand Junction. It will be partly cloudy for much of the Front Range, with lows into the mid-20s overnight. You're listening to CPR News.